This is KCUR 89.3. This thing, the eclipse, is drawing people from all over the country, even around the world, to what's called the Path of Totality. That's where the moon will totally eclipse the sun for a few minutes on Monday. In our area, that'll be just after 1 p.m. We reached out to find eclipse chasers traveling to our part of the country and asked them to send a recording of themselves and tell us why they're coming here. Some even sent their eclipse-related music.
Hi, my name's Zach. I live in London, and I'm traveling 4,341 miles to see the eclipse in St. Joe.
Hi, my name is Steve Tannen. I'm in a band called The Weepies, and we are traveling to Kansas City, Missouri to see the solar eclipse.
Take the sky, for example, a canvas of a billion suns. But our local hero...
This is Elizabeth Sutton Benefiel. I'm in Kensington, Maryland, flying home to Kansas City for the eclipse, just for the weekend.
Hi, my name is Ben Bauermeister, and I live in Port Townsend, Washington. And I'll be heading to Augusta, Missouri for the eclipse. It's right outside of the Band of Totality. We won't have to travel far to see that.
On Eclipse Monday, I'll be up with my family in St. Joe at Rosecrans Airport, which has been converted into a huge outdoor viewing area.
I started looking at B&B places, and they were all filled up. And then I started looking at hotels, and they were all filled up. And I thought, okay, I am the last person on the planet to figure out that this is a really big deal.
I've actually seen one before. I traveled to Turkey many moons ago, and it was the closest you can get to visiting an alien planet without leaving Earth. It's a cosmic event.
There was a time several years back, probably 10 years ago, where there was a lunar eclipse, and I could see it really clearly from my backyard. And there was something about the way the moon and the shadow going across the moon and the rest of the stars were laid out that just really gave me a very strong three-dimensional kind of visual context for our larger environment.
On the night of the lunar eclipse, you took a walk with me.
I'm just thinking it'll be a great adventure to share, especially with my middle school math students when school starts, because I'll bet some of them will have stories to tell of where they went to see the great eclipse.
The teacher said the sun blew out.
We all began to yell and shout, "You're a really silly guy. A solar eclipse is in the sky. Blown out sun."
Having never seen a solar eclipse before, the one that passed through London a few years back was completely obscured by fog. I'm really looking forward to this opportunity.
This is pretty special. This time I'm bringing my young children and my wife and some friends and family who have never seen one. We're hopefully going to create a couple of days of togetherness that is very rare.
Zach Krumme, Steve Tannen, Elizabeth Benefield, and Ben Bauermeister sent their stories to KCUR's Laura Ziegler. They're all coming to our area to view next week's eclipse. For more about the total eclipse of the sun, go to our website, kcur.org.